107.1 Juice FM, Stratford's greatest hits. Good morning, I'm Jamie Cottle. It's a very important campaign that's happening just in time for the holidays. Joining us on the phone lines is Tracy Keeley Clark. She's the CEO with Ronald McDonald House Charities Southwestern Ontario with Lost to Discuss. Good morning, Tracy.
Good morning, Jamie.
It is so nice to have you on the phone lines. We've got a very special campaign that's happening right now. What's going on?
So we have a campaign that's running from now until January 7th, and it's called Show Your Stripes. This is, I believe, our fourth year doing Show Your Stripes, and it's really an opportunity for local communities to support Ronald McDonald House. They can purchase some striped swag, and so we have hats and mittens, and we have a new hat this year, and we have a little stuffed animal, some scarves, things like that. And they can purchase those. Great time. It's getting, I don't know if it's snowing there, but there's a little bit of snow where I am.
Oh, right? there's snow everywhere, Tracy, for sure.
Exactly. So it's a great time to grab something, support families in your community who call our house home, and maybe get a present for someone, a stocking stuffer, something like that. So it's a great opportunity just to really give back and sort of promote our house across your region.
And of course, so we'll share the details on our Facebook page, Twitter, and website with mystratfordnow.com. And Tracy, I'm looking at this swag. This swag is so much fun. I love it.
Yeah. No, I mean, the socks are always really popular, but we also know that people like some other things. And we used to have a display with our stuff, and we had a monkey, but it wasn't for sale. It was one of our staff members' child's monkey. So this year we actually added a little monkey for the kids as well, and he's striped out, and his name is Cookie, because McDonald's actually sells cookies and raises money for us, and cookies are a big part of the house. If you walk into either the London or the Windsor house, you always smell fresh baked cookies.
Oh, I love it. That is awesome. And again, it's Ronald McDonald House Charities, Southwestern Ontario, such a big part of our community. And Tracy, can you remind us about Ronald McDonald House, what it's all about?
Sure. So Ronald McDonald House is, so we have three programs in Southwestern Ontario. So we have the large house in London, which is right on the campus of Children's Hospital. And that's a place where families can stay together while their critically ill child is in hospital, or in some instances, they're getting daily outpatient treatment. We have a family room within the hospital as well. So anybody who is, some parents choose to stay bedside. Some parents are just there for an incredibly long day. And so it's a place where they can take a break, they can grab a shower, do some laundry, grab something to eat. We even have a massage chair in both houses. And then in Windsor, we have a small house within a hospital, which actually supports mostly neonatal families. So it's just a place to be together, to have some normalcy while their kids are going through treatment. And we save families. In 2019, we saved about $4.6 million in out-of-pocket expenses for families. People don't really realize the cost that traveling with your child brings to a family, but it's significant. So we're very privileged with the support of our community to be able to lift that burden for families.
Absolutely. It's about helping keep families close by, for sure. So it's the Show Your Stripes campaign. And also, Tracy, can we do a shout-out for a scavenger hunt that's happening?
Yeah, actually, I was hoping I would get that in. So this year, we added a new element to get all our communities. We support about 198 communities across southwestern and northern Ontario. So we added an element on Giving Tuesday, which is Tuesday, November 30th. And what people can do, companies, families, they can register a team of up to six people. The cost is $177, which is actually what it costs for us to support a family of four for one night in our houses. And the team gets some socks, and they have a little app, a Scatify app, and they can do a treasure hunt and do some challenges and in their local community, and they register them, do some video pictures, and there's prizes that they can win. And, you know, everybody is craving social time and time to do something fun together. So this is a way that people can come out and about in their community, and all the money goes to a really great cause.
Oh, it sounds great. And again, Tracy, if they want more details, of course, about the scavenger hunt or how they can pick up the Show Your Stripes swag and merchandise, what's the best way?
So the best way is to go online to our, we have a webpage, so rmhc-swo.ca. And they could either put / show your stripes with a hyphen in between each one of those to learn more about it. And they can order swag online, and they can also go to White Oaks Mall in London. And then teams that are going to be participating will get their swag to them.
Sounds great. Tracy, is there anything else we didn't mention or fail to mention, or is it just show your stripes and be a part of this?
I think that's a big part, and I think for people in your catchment area, that the one thing to know is in the last 5 years, you know, we've supported almost 400 families from Huron Perth, and, you know, the average length of stay is increasing. It was about, pre-pandemic, it was about 8.9 nights of comfort, and now we're up over almost 13 nights of comfort. So families are staying with us longer, and they really need support so that we can keep them close to their sick child.
Exactly. It's such a vital part of our community. My goodness. Ronald McDonald House Charity, Southwestern Ontario, Tracy Keeley Clark. Tracy, thank you so much for all the details.
Oh, thanks so much, Jamie, and I really look forward. I mean, the Stratford and area community's always been so supportive, and we're looking forward to seeing some of them out there supporting their stripes.